Blog Talk Radio.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue and Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everyone. God bless you all, and welcome. Kingdom New Birth Radio Broadcast. Amen. Yes, you can live the lifestyle right now. I like that commercial. The lifestyle tells us that the way we can live this life right now. Amen. According to God's word. Amen. If you believe it, you can live the lifestyle of a citizen of God's kingdom, the kingdom-driven life right now. Amen. Like I said, welcome. Kingdom New Birth Radio Broadcast. I'm the host, one half of the dynamic duo team of the Youngs. I'm Ambassador Bradley Young, and I'd like to welcome all the other ambassadors and citizens of God's kingdom to this broadcast this evening. Amen. We're very excited. We should get excited every time as we have the opportunity going through our Constitution. Amen. And to hear what the words and hear the words of Jesus. Hear what the words of the Father is saying to us in this time and hour. Amen. So let's begin right now to acknowledge the greater one. Amen. It's robbery not to acknowledge God in every area of our lives. Amen. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge his word. Amen. We have no opinion but the opinion of the King. Father, we thank you. And we praise you. We give you all the honor. And we give you all the glory. Because you are King. You are Lord. You are Master. You are Ruler. You are our owner, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Because it's you, Lord. This was your plan from the very beginning. Everything that's going on in my life and all the others' lives of those who are born again, this was your plan, Lord, for us to be just like you, God. Hallelujah. It was your plan to create man in your image, the likeness, amen, the culture, the lifestyle. Amen. And have dominion on earth. Amen. Dominion over the created order. Dominion over Satan. Dominion over our flesh. Dominion over our circumstances. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, because it was your plan. You put your spirit in us. Because we were all born in sin, Lord, you did not change the plan. Amen. And thank you, Lord, for even giving us that revelation that you never changed your plan, Lord. You send your son Jesus to reintroduce us back to the lifestyle that we were all designed to live in, Lord, as kings. Hallelujah. As ambassadors, as royal priesthood. Amen. And the holy nation we live in, which is our citizenship as kingdom citizens. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for your word today, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the teacher, who's the Holy Spirit. Amen. The governor of the kingdom, the paracletos, the helper. The comforter, the motivator, the checker, hallelujah, the revelator, glory to God. We thank you, Father. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Well, yes, this is the day you have made. Yes, we are all rejoicing. We're all excited, Father God, because you're about to blow our minds once again through your Holy Spirit. And my prayer this evening for everyone that's listening, amen, those who are seeking the kingdom of God, those who are studying the words of Jesus as a child, that they will continue to be increased in the spiritual revelation, increase in the spiritual knowledge, increase in the spiritual wisdom and understanding of the perfect will for their lives, oh God. Hallelujah. Is that we be like you, act like you, talk like you, sit like you, walk like you, dress like you, God. Hallelujah. And think like you. Hallelujah. That's all we must have to be. Father, we know that it's your mind. It was your thoughts, God. And it was your plan. And your plan will be established to us. Hallelujah. We thank you We thank you for the ministry of reconciliation and the word of reconciliation, Lord. Because of the sin nature, now man had to be reconciled back to you, God. Mind being renewed, living a new lifestyle, not living under this government, hallelujah, but living under the government of the kingdom of God. Father, we thank you. We also praise you in advance, because you're also a God that heals. You're also a God that delivers. You're also a God of miracles. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for those who need that tonight. Hallelujah. We declare and decree that you are healed in your body and your mind and your spirit and your emotions right now. Hallelujah. We declare and decree that deliverance will go forth this evening. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We declare that the miracles will go forth. The greatest miracle in the world is for those who are not born again to receive you, Lord, right now as your Lord, Savior, Master, and King and owner. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 and once again, amen. Welcome, once again, the Kingdom New Birth Radio Broadcast. A broadcast is on 7 days a week. Every Sunday through Friday is our Kingdom New Birth Radio Broadcast, and every Saturday morning is our Kids of the Kingdom Broadcast. Glory to God, amen, amen. Well, lots of work to do. They have work to do as well, amen. Glory to God. Once again, we thank all of you, everyone, for their support, listening to the words of Jesus, listening to the Holy Spirit, who's the teacher, and we're all students. This broadcast is not mine, but it's our master, it's our king, it's our Lord, it's his broadcast, and his Holy Spirit is the teacher. We're all students. Amen. God uses all as a conduit to bring forth that revelation that we receive as we teach. Glory to God. Amen. Now I'm going to give you other announcements for this evening. I'm going to restart some words. I'm going to give you the announcements for this evening. Tonight at 11 o'clock p.m. is our late night preacher, our late night teaching. Amen. My beloved brother, Ambassador Anthony Young's broadcast. His broadcast is titled King Network and Amen Triple Transformation. Kingdom Transformation is the king. Amen. We gotta get past it. See, if we don't never transform, amen, we will always continue to walk in darkness. Amen. I hear some things. I hear people say, "I'll be, oh my God." I go there. Okay. I believe you go to church. Okay, but you gotta be transformed. It's more than just saying you saved. That's a problem. You saying you saved. Amen. Hallelujah. But you gotta be transformed. The Bible said. Paul said it. What did Paul say? Paul said, I beseech, Paul was pleading that you, he said, I beseech you, brother. By the mercy of God, that you present your bodies as living sacrifices. Oh, wasn't Jesus a living sacrifice? Oh, in other words, holy and acceptable. To not to man, but to God. That is your worship. Your body is this temple of the Holy Spirit's worship. Amen. You must worship God in lifestyle, not just in dancing and singing. Because you can fake the fun of dancing and singing, dance, and hallelujah, shout all that stuff, and you still got the devil on you. Amen. So that you can hide behind worship. People hide behind they worship you now. And sometimes they tell people they don't want to worship. Well, you got to do that though. Then he said, he turned around and said, do not follow the patterns of this world. Do not be conformed to this world. But be transformed. There you go. Transformation. Celestial and ancestral. By the renewing of your mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to tune in tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. and be transformed tonight. At Kingdom Transformation. The phone number is 347-857-1520. That's 347-857-1520. Glory to God. So call it tonight. Kingdom Transformation starts at 11 o'clock p.m. Like I said, y'all, it ain't too late. Y'all know what y'all was doing. Amen. Some of you got to go to bed. I know y'all be up. Y'all get up there and watch. Empire came on 11 o'clock. You'll watch it. Amen. Another crazy show come on. Y'all watch that too. Glory to God. Amen. God is calling in this hour right now. He's calling us. He wants our ears. and our eyes to be transformed from a worldly and religious mindset, worldly and religious ear, to a kingdom, kingdom vision and kingdom hearing. Amen. But then that's how your mentality begins to develop in you. Amen. Hallelujah. So we'll get to tune in tomorrow, tonight at 11 o'clock p.m. Amen. Kingdom transformation. Now, tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. is our Breakfast of Champions broadcast. Our kingdom stage of prayer, rebirthing a kingdom nation. Amen. Wow, beloved leader, ambassador, Ben Robinson starts at 5 o'clock a.m. I encourage you to get on up and listen to the teaching. Amen. You'll be blessed by the teaching as well. Glory to God. And that number is 857-232-0155. 857-232-0155. Glory to God. And there is a conference code that you must dial. Teleconference code is 268-272. That's 268-272. Glory to God. Amen. So don't get a call in at 5 a.m. Rebirthing a kingdom nation of people that will obey God's word. Amen. God was showing me so much today as I was studying it. I get into that. Amen. And right after that is our second session. We always have two sessions. Before we had three, now we got two again. Second session is our beloved sister, Ambassador Priscilla Price broadcast. And that broadcast is titled A Time of Fellowship with Sister Priscilla. A Time of Fellowship with Sister Priscilla. And just like this, how all of she make it like just sit right there in front of her and she's talking. You know, you're listening. It's just like having fellowship with our beloved sister. Amen. We love her. Amen. She's a powerful teacher as well. She has a heart for people. She has a heart for people to be born again and set free from the bondages of this world system and the bondages of religion. Amen. That's her desire. That should be everyone's desire. Amen. That the boy, that's our desire, is to begin to cause the unshackling chains of bondage and chains of religion to begin to be unshackled. Amen. So when Jesus preached, Jesus, it was an unshackling effect that took place. Amen. So when we preach, it always must be an unshackling effect that takes place. We're talking about the atmosphere shifting. But it should always be an unshackling. But see, the only way unshackling comes when you're preaching the right message. So call it tomorrow. The number is 347. I'll tell y'all the number. The number for the broadcast is 347-884-9953. That's 347-884-9953. Glory to God. Oh, boy. That first John. 9953. Glory to God. Amen. Now, I encourage you to tune in to the broadcast at 7 o'clock. I tell you, we got it going on all week long, amen, from Monday through Friday. That's what we got it on every day, from Sunday to Sunday, amen. You have something that you can always listen to regarding this message of the kingdom. Amen. God's doing some. God has a plan. See, God wants us all to have his mind. His words come from his mind. Jesus walked. Jesus' words that he preached came from the mind of God. Only way this is going to work is if we speak from the mind of God. God has a mind that he said it. Not falsely, not like yours. Neither are my ways. God's mind is far, 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 far away from our minds. But guess what? When you receive his spirit, you have his mind. But you got to be developed. I said you got to have that ear. For the Holy Spirit speaks to us. The Holy Spirit don't speak fluky and goofy. That comes from the other. They want to be gifted stuff. That's what it comes from, wanting to be so gifted. Sometimes you're so gifted, you gift your way out of God. Your gifts are getting in the way of God truly speaking. Amen. The words of Jesus. Your Jesus, once again, Jesus spoke from the word, the message of the kingdom came from the mind of God. And Satan's plan from the very beginning is to get you to walk in unbelief of God's word. Amen. To get you to think that you might have misunderstood God's word. This is why when you become born again, you have to be trained and equipped to do this work. you have to be trained. Your ear has to get trained. Your eyes, your vision must have to get, vision has to be trained. Amen. Only way to receive this kingdom mentality, a change must take place. An unshackling must take place. God commanded that in the church of the children of Israel. I was reading, it's funny how God, and when you start reading it, all you read, you get to see, it's so powerful when you start discovering the kingdom. You see the kingdom, and one of the verses says that God will reign forever. God commanded us to obey his covenant. Let's go to Exodus chapter 19. Go to Exodus. Exodus 19. Now we know the story. This guy that just got from his delivering the Israelites, his sons of Israel from Egyptian slavery. There's a big subject going around now. It's about white people getting, people saying, well, white man is white man that. All this other stuff that we want to point out regarding racism. I'm here to tell you that racism is sin, is bondage. And again, it's the ones on racism, those who have a racist mindset are also in bondage. So God came, God's plan is to set us free from bondage. Today he did all the mighty acts, all the miracles. But in the midst of all these miracles that God was doing, God kept telling them to obey his word. He said, why did you know I'm going to God? All this thing that's going on. But see, God's plan from the very beginning for us to be like him. I just go to verse 1. It says, in the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. For they were departed from Rephaim and were come to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord God called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob and tell the children of Israel. He said, yea, have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bear you up on eagle's wing, that's reconciliation right there, and brought you unto myself. I'm going to go back to the beginning of this thing, but it all started in Genesis. He said, now therefore, if ye will what? Obey my voice. And keep my covenant. Now, if you do things he said, and he said the same thing as that, he said, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant is a contract, it's an agreement. The whole of the Bible is about a book about a king, his kingdom, his royal children, and covenant. The book is a constitution. The Bible is a constitution. He said, then ye shall be what? A peculiar treasure unto me. Above all people. See that? That means you're different from others. In other words, you're going to be different from the other people. For all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. See, the thing about sissy sin is, see, people like to point out things, certain areas of unrighteousness. But sin is the leader of the pack. We were all born in sin. Because Adam and Eve bit the bait. Because Satan got them to disobey God's word. That's his plan, y'all. So God quickly commanded restoration. Mankind being restored back to their original status. Glory to God. And because of this sin nature, man's mindset had became a mindset that's corrupted. Now get this, when Jesus came, the Bible said, God so loved the world. He so loved the what? The cosmos, the systems that he put in order. Man corrupted the world. Man corrupted the systems of the world. Evil men that live in sin. That wasn't God's plan. God designed everything to be according to his likeness, according to his image, according to his nature, according to his government. We was only supposed to be under one government. Now we got all these other governments. God is the one that established government. ABC going on in the world today, God established it. But God established the governments, all the other things that's going on in this world to be under his authority. The bill collectors are supposed to be under God's authority. The store, the all the marketing, the food chains, and the restaurants, and anything you can name. All these things were supposed to be under the authority of God. But Satan had another plan. All those plans are not going to work. His plan was to use religious, wicked men, demonic men. Because here it is, the moment sin came into the world, see what sin does, sin gives you a spirit of arrogance and pride and self-centeredness. That's what about you. The rabbit guy will come to children of disobedience, those who will live in what? All unrighteousness and all ungodliness. We can't categorize. They all live in sin. So that's the enemy's plan. The enemy's plan is to get us not to obey the word of God. Think about all sin. All sin is rebellion against God, right? Let's go to Romans 6. We should talk about the words of Jesus. I'm just pointing something out because I hear a lot of stuff sometimes. You know, I'll be like, Lord, why do I hear that? I hear a lot of people that want to point out. And the sad case is when you find believers, they claim to be believers. Everyone said the thing that's like I said what God said the other day. God, all language has to change. We're not supposed to talk like the world talk. We're not supposed to think like the world thinks. We're not supposed to look on the things of the world. It said, what shall we say then? Verse 1. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? We all know the grace preachers mess that up. Paul said, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Jesus said this first. Matter of fact, Jesus only said Jesus did it. He died. I saw somebody post on my face about how they had them on the cross, but guess what? They had a person on the cross with Jesus. But here's the thing. Jesus, just like Jesus got off that cross, you got to get off the cross too. See, when you stay on the cross, you stay in the beginning stages of your salvation. Other religions do that. That base everything, they still got Jesus on the cross. And when you just stay stuck on just salvation, you're still on the cross. Jesus got off the cross. Before Christ went on the cross, he was preaching the kingdom of God. After he got off the cross, he started to continue preaching the kingdom of God. Now it's time for man, for those who are still bound by that sin. Are you anti-salvation? I'm not anti-salvation. But that wasn't it. We become born again, we just said earlier about transformation. It's time for a change. You can't stay stuck and being born again. Like we say, yes, and that's what Jesus said, but those who hear the word of the kingdom and don't understand it completely, here comes Satan. He said it yesterday. And what happens is that he snatches the word from you, and then he
spews you with venom of religion. And then you become religious all over again. So when you get the message of the kingdom, you're supposed to continue studying the kingdom. You get the message of the kingdom, wow, that was powerful. Then you go study it. Right away, you go right to it. You start meditating on that word. Because you just sit there and take it and listen to it, guess what? You're still walking in religion. Just keep on reading. He said, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? How can you still live in it when you're dead to it? See, the word of God always will speak to you, will always speak to your flesh. Your flesh will always become uncomfortable when the word of God is being preached, when the kingdom message is being preached. But Paul, all the other ones that came after Jesus was preaching the same message. They were preaching the culture of the kingdom. And it started way back with God. When God was establishing the covenant with Abraham, establishing the covenant with David, Adam, and Moses. He was getting Moses, he was getting them to understand that there is a culture you must live. See, we get stuck on the word sin. Don't commit that. But see, sin is a mindset. Sin is the nature that we were born in. That's why Jesus said to repent, because our minds have to be renewed from a worldly and religious mindset into a kingdom mindset. That's why the kingdom message is so important. Kingdom message is the lifestyle. You're being taught how to live a new life. That's why it's called the new birth. It's called newness of life. Let's continue reading. He said, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized unto his death? So you dead. The old man is dead. The old flesh is dead. But your flesh will always fight the word of God. It always will have you act different. Always have to act you contrary to what Jesus said. He said, therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Did you see that? See, when Adam and Eve bit the bait, a spirit of well, not just sin, but the sin of religion was birthed. You can see it even in the words, blame shifting. See, people blame shift themselves, and themselves, blame shift, blaming others. That's why God immediately, Genesis chapter 3, God immediately commanded restoration. Amen. That was his plan. God didn't run in the corner and was saying, David, oh, you want to play like that? Okay. Well, you can start something there. So you're going to try to mess my plan up, or you just started something there. Keep on reading. He said, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. You were resurrected to the new man. Know this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Do you hear that? He said, for those who sin are a slave of sin. The woman said by the words of Jesus. Paul's only repeating what Jesus said. All the other, when you read these epistles, you will see all of them are repeating what Jesus said. But see, we weren't taught to go back and see what Jesus said. That's why some of the simple stuff sound different. Or I never heard it before. Jesus said it first. Remember, Jesus spoke from the mind of God. Whose mind are we supposed to speak from? The mind of Christ. Then Paul said that, for therefore you now have the mind of Christ. Christ spoke only the words that his Father gave him. He said, knowing this, that the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. That henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. And he's not talking about some sin, all sin. All sin. We're free from all sin. Sin is wicked. Sin is evil. Now we be dead with Christ. We believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death had no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he lived unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, that you should what? Obey it in the lust thereof. See, it's the sin nature that is fighting us from receiving the knowledge of God. Instead that he's using men. That's why you got to sell yourself. See, by you selling yourself, Jesus is teaching you himself. But people are saying all kinds of stuff now. And they're not speaking from the mind of God.
Page flipping all over the page.
He said, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall now have dominion over you. You see that? Sin shall no longer control you. That's the enslavement. Sin is the slavery. It's slavery. And Satan is the slave master. It says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. They ran messed that verse up too. What then shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? And Paul said the answer. He said, no, not for thee. He said, know ye not that to whom you yield yourself service to obey, his service you are to whom you obey? Whether of sin unto righteousness or obedience unto unrighteousness. So he said, if you obey sin, and that was God's plan to restore us back to our original mind, which is his mind. That's why we got to listen to the words of Jesus. Amen. We continue talking about the words of Jesus. The words of Jesus are powerful. The words of Jesus, words speaking from the mind of the Father, are eternal. Amen. His words is powerful, it's sharp, and it's quick. It's discerning, it's sharper, it's a discerner of the intentions of the heart. So when you read the word of God, you're reading actually from the mind of God. It's his spirit that's speaking to you. So you can't read the verses. Now you got the spirit of God in you. You can't read the Bible with a religious mindset. You got to read it through the spirit of God. That's why the enemy of our flesh, and he fights you daily, because he don't want us to read. That's why one of the things Jesus said there, when they brought about who's the praise, he said, this is why Jesus said what he said. He says, those who are converted and are childlike, teachable, and humble, they are the greatest in the kingdom. So in order for you to be great, you got to die. In order for you to be great, you got to stop being grown. Like my brother said yesterday. He said, there are teenagers. There's too many teenagers in the kingdom. You know, teenagers think they know everything. Amen. They get about 50 and finally didn't know anything. That would take as long as they think someone thinks we get about 50. Before, I didn't know. I thought I knew they didn't know nothing. Of course, even in that aspect, that's why I say the hearts of the Father turn to the children. But see, a curse came upon all mankind because it caused mankind to rebel against authority. So, see, when you're a teenager in the kingdom, You cannot receive truth because you think you know truth. Can't nobody tell you nothing when you're a teenager. Teenagers, unless they're obedient, or not, you have to train them how to be obedient. And that starts as a child. You have to be a child again in order for you to receive this revelation. You have to be a child again. You got to be humble. You got to be teachable. And see, and you got, and like I said, we were reading yesterday. See, when you start talking about yourself, all the accolades you've done, you're not acting kingdom. See, the language, see, Jesus always talked about a language that we speak. See, that's what we're talking. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6. So we're talking about the words of Jesus. Okay, we Matthew 6. Glory to God. I'm going to show you something to do, though. Glory to Sean Lee. See, it's kind of funny because it's funny how the Lord, you know, how the Lord taught me the way you talk. It was, I was sitting there reading. That's what the first Sunday says. He said, take heed that you do not your eyes before men. To do what? To be seen of them. I said, otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. So we sit there bragging about what we did, and I did that, and I did this, my works. You are not, that's a different language. In other words, he's telling you to keep your mouth shut. What did he say? He said, let your light so shine. He said, let's go to the verse. Let's go to Matthew. Let's go to chapter 5. Chapter 5. Verse 16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see. See? You ain't got to blow the trumpet. He said, that they may see. And when they see it, he said, that they may see your good works. And when they see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Then goes to chapter 6 and say what? He said, take heed that you do not know works, your eyes before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thy eyes, do not sound a trumpet, but keep your mouth shut before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue, in the streets, that they may have glory of men. God is killing the spirit of arrogance. The culture. See, the culture of the kingdom will kill the spirit of arrogance and pride. That's what he said. When he was teaching the culture, he said, bless all the poor, and that's the first word he said. We talked about yesterday how I can't receive from them because they're too young, but I can receive from somebody that's been saved. I can't receive from a child or somebody that might be 2 years younger than me, but I can receive from this person when they're my age. And all of the God got the word in my book of the child. Like I was sharing with his lady, with his sister, I said, those who are true ambassadors of the kingdom of God, we are supposed to be able to learn from each other. That's what Jesus meant when he said, those who are greater, the greatest of the kingdom. Why? That's why he said that. And that, yesterday, I stopped that. Actually, we were talking about that. Let's go to Matthew 18. Still talking about the words of Jesus. See, once we become, when we become converted and teachable and humble, see, that's for the ear. See, you got to see, you know, not just our eyes had to be developed, but our ears had to be developed too. You got to see the air. You see, when religion, you develop an arrogant ear, a prideful ear, the unteachable ear, because it's all about you. That's why I post on Facebook. I said the revelation of the kingdom is not for the purpose of you getting intelligent. It's not a purpose for you being you get the revelation that you get intelligent now. How many know that's a demon? And then you get you want to get deep. The moment we receive this revelation, everybody that's listening to that tell you, anybody that's teaching that received a revelation, the first thing they had to do was to repent. You have to repent. That's what Jesus said. Didn't he say that? He said you have to repent and then become a child again. Got too many, like my brother said yesterday. You got too many teenagers. Teenagers don't think they're going to repent. All right, let's go to verse 1. Matthew 18. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Now, you know, we read yesterday about John, the sons of thunder came to Jesus, and they question, can we sit on the right a little? I'm sorry, in the kingdom. No, it's the followers got anything. We have to think of the fact what John James said. But they weren't the only ones being religious. But when the disciples heard it, they got angry. They were being religious too. But it says, oh, they don't know. You ain't no poor baby when he say something like that. He don't know no better. You got to teach him. You ain't supposed to get angry. See, in religion, you're running for prestige. But I just said that. You run to be known by men. You want the applause of men. You want everybody to see you because you're great in the kingdom. But Jesus said, that spirit try to rule over people's life. He said, they lord over your lives. They put their title, oh, I'm Apostle so-and-so. I'm Bishop Doolittle. Respect my anointing. Jesus said, not so with you. See, we're servant kings. He said, the greatest one of money, let it be what? Your servant. So let me just go back in. So then they said, well, who's the greatest in the kingdom? And Jesus called a little child unto him. I know he messed them up when he did that. And set him in the midst of them. I mean, he sat him right in front of them. And he said, verily I say unto you, except you be what? Converted, transformed, and then if you be converted, become as a little child. He said, become like children. He said, unless you be like that, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. That means your mentality will not change. To enter into the kingdom comes like after being born again. After you got born again, now you enter the kingdom. But you can't enter the kingdom in religion. If you're still stuck, you won't be able to enter. You stay stuck in salvation. And salvation is a good thing. Y'all can't preach anti-salvation. No, salvation, it wasn't salvation, we would be born. You wouldn't have kingdom. But see, Jesus is the doorway. See that? The door of salvation, the way is the kingdom. I'm going ahead of my teaching. He said, unless you become as a child. That's what he told Nicodemus. He said, Nicodemus came talking about all this. I was like, yeah, sneaking from his home. He said, ain't even hear anybody say talking to Jesus. He said, unless you are born, you cannot see the kingdom of God. He said, you must be born again. So unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Born again means a new birth. But it's great, Romans 6, right? Now that we are crucified with Christ, now that we died when Christ died and raised, were raised from the dead like Christ was raised, now it's time to walk in newness of life. That's what people tell me, I'm a sinner saved from grace. The devil is a liar. You could be that. Hey, how do you want to be a sinner saved from grace? How do you want to be a sinner saved by grace? But so you got grace preachers that are promoting that. They say they don't say it, but when you continue to preach the greasy grace message, they are what they're doing is they're supporting sin. They just say, for those who disobey these commandments and teach others as well, they will not enter in. He said, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Now, you notice, he didn't say nothing about no gifts. Because some people think they're great because they got a great gift. I'm the great apostle. I can expound the word of God. I'm the great pastor of the nations. I'm the apostle of the reason. I'm the prophet to the nations. And it's funny. All this stuff is connected now. That's why he said when he was saying that day. And he says, those who say, well, I prophesied in your name. That stuff don't matter. I cast out demons in your name. I did mighty works in your name. He didn't say, this is what he wants. He said, you got to be humble in order for you to enter the kingdom. He said, you're going to be like a child. You got to stop being a teenager. See, religion is okay. You can say, it's okay to brag about how long you've been saved. How long you've been in ministry. How long I've been preaching for 30, 40 years. Doc, I've been walking under the same man of God for 40 years, Doc. And both of y'all are. The blind, they both fall in the ditch. Let's go to a couple more. Let's go to a couple more verses. Let's go to Matthew 9, chapter 19. Go to the next chapter. He says it again. Verse 13, it says, then were they brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. See, they was being religious. See this? See what's going on? But think about, thank God, they wasn't always that way. But when they first started, they was religious. They had to get trained. When they get trained, Jesus had to train them too. But what I like about them is they obeyed it. Because they know, as you see when they preach, you hear with Peter, you hear Paul, you hear all his followers are preaching the same way. They're all preaching the same way Jesus did. They're all preaching from the mind of God. So what did he do? They got rid of them. What did Jesus do? But Jesus said, he said, several little children, forbid them not to come unto me. So what did Peter try to stop from coming to Jesus? For of such is the kingdom of heaven. Let's go to Mark chapter 8. See, the word of God is supposed to cut your flesh. If people get mad, y'all can't preach. Oh, all ain't talking about sin. What are we supposed to talk about? y'all there was talking about ain't nobody perfect. That's not the language. That's not kingdom language. But somebody said, yes, you better ask them. Who told you that? That's what God did. See, God understood that when Adam leaves, Adam's speech changed. The moment he called Adam, he had to look for Adam before. He knew where Adam was at anyway. But God spoke. See, God spoke to give Adam an opportunity to repent. He said, Adam, where you at, man? And what Adam said? He said, I was afraid. God said, that's not the language. And I ran and hid from God. That's not the language. All the while he was walking to God. See, what the enemy of your flesh will try to get you to do is to run from God. And see, behold, this is why as you read, the word of God is supposed to transform you as you read and read. See, the words of Jesus will transform you. That's why religious men, who Satan himself had brought to the church, the word said, Satan came as an angel of light. And he put leaders, he put ministers in the church, false teachers in the church that would get you off the words of Jesus.
Wait a minute. Mark chapter 8. Verse 34.
And when he had called the people, now get this, he called the people and he called his followers. He called the people unto him with his disciples also, and he said to them, whosoever will come after me, let him do what? Deny himself. You can't be you no more. And take up his cross and follow me. Deny yourself. Let that dead man be saved. See, the enemy of your flesh is he's opposition. The enemy of your flesh is the gateway to sin. The enemy of your flesh is not in agreement with God. So you got to deny yourself. You got to deny the old man. So you can't use your nose. That's why you can't enter in the presence. You can't even walk in the presence that's inside of you until you die to yourself. So we got many and millions and millions of believers that have not gave up their cross, have not denied themselves. You can hear the speech. So tell them your speech. I said on Facebook, I said, see what happens is that your speech will tell on you. If you're not going to be teachable or childlike or humble, your speech will tell on you. And they could be preaching every day, shouting and dancing, hallelujah. I got this great ministry. There you go, Ace. When you say that, you already messed up. He said, everyone want to come after me, they must first die. That's what denying is. He said, they must die. See what he said? They must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Imitate me, mimic me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. In other words, whatever you want to do is about, you want to just do you. In other words, you don't die, but you ain't done. You don't want to give up your life. But whosoever shall lose his life, now get to what he said next. For my sake in the Gospels, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? So no matter how many mega buildings you got, you can have the biggest church in the world. Yeah, you can have the biggest R&B. I'm about to say R&B. They are the same. You can be the biggest gospel entertainer in the world, making all the money in the world. But if you had bit the bait of compromise, becoming a friend of the world. That's what the Bible says. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. If your soul don't prosper, you ain't going to prosper. You have all the things in the world. That's why he said, the first thing he said was, well, you got to deny yourself. We got all these prosperity preachers talking about making this and making that. All the while, prosperity is in the kingdom. He said, oh, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Yeah, that was a question. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me, and get this what he said, and my what? Words. He also said another chapter that, if you, he said, if my words are not in you, you don't love me. How many of you, God, you can say, God, I love God. You love God, but you are ashamed of his word. See, people that are not preaching this message are ashamed of him and his word. What did he say? He said, if anyone's ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. You know, it's all the ones that are preaching the kingdom. We ain't worried about people. You worry about how somebody gonna like you. If your family don't, oh, I don't want to preach that way because it's not popular. The kingdom message, you know, the kingdom message is not popular amongst the church. They're the only ones that got problem. When you speak truth, you know, when you really post on the Facebook, if you preach something true, now get this. People that in the world, they don't like it, just like they like Jesus. But the ones, your biggest critics, when you're preaching the message of truth, are those that are religious. Especially you hit a nerve, but don't hit a nerve. I'm always hitting a nerve. I'm always getting somebody, they're going to hit the Pope, they're going to advise you with something, or they're going to comment or whatever. My brother asked me the other day. He said, "You ain't posted on Facebook in a while." I can post this on Facebook. Jesus Lord, and then somebody say something. But that's what it is. When you have the anointing, your anointing will uncover the wolves. And they might be family, they might be friends. The anointing, see, we always say the anointing of the apostle, the anointing of the apostle. Well, how about the anointing of the king? The anointing of the king will expose wolves and Jezebels. We always say it's a prophet. It's the anointing of the king. He said, what do you say? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous, sinful generation that we still live in, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Those are preaching the message. Keep preaching it. Don't worry about the cuckoos. Don't worry about cuckoo for Cocoa Puff people. Don't worry about them. You keep on preaching it. It's never going to be popular to a religious mind. A religious mind don't have the mind of Christ. They have the mind of this world. And they have the night. That's why it says the people, it says the things of God are foolishness. The kingdom message is foolish to religious people. That ain't it's all kingdom. You know, they got this huge. It's all kingdom. It is all kingdom. But without the central message of the kingdom, it's just a cherry picked doctrine that you pick. You cannot preach faith without preaching the whole gospel of God. Faith is not a message. Faith is a lifestyle. Faith is relational. My page is putting over the page. And if faith, the purpose of faith is not for you to believe, for you to say, okay, the one God to give you something. It's already there. It's already provided. I have people talking about, well, according to the world, these certain group of people, they got more privilege. Like white folks got more privilege. Oh, yeah, all kind of crazy stuff. Let me share something with you. If you are a citizen of God's kingdom, you have all the privileges from the king. Everything's provided for us. But we just got to do one thing. We got to be obedient. We got to walk in righteousness. Amen. We can't think like the world thinks. Amen. Let's go to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. Verse 13. It says, "And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a what? A little child. He shall not what? Enter therein. There you go again. That's what stopped people from receiving the kingdom. See, when you're humble, you're going to repent. Every time you say about now, repentance is very important. Repentance is the key. Repentance is the key to transformation, the key to your deliverance. Amen. The key to you being unforgiven, you got to have forgiveness and all that stuff. You got to repent and forgive yourself too. Repent. He said repent. He said, in other words, change completely, totally. Change your thinking. Change how you think, the way you think, and what you're thinking right now. How you live and the way you live. Because you'll never be able to enter it. Right, let's go to Matthew chapter 7. I still have my review. Matthew 7. Matthew 7 is very, Jesus, once again, this is Jesus coming to his conclusion of teaching to be the coach of the kingdom. Now, when he stopped at 6, verse chapter 6, he was speaking on seeking. He said, don't worry about things that are not your business. Things that we worry about, that's not our business. That's God. What we eat, that's not our business. That's God's business. What we going to put on, that's not our business. It's God's business. So all that has to do with mind renewal, being renewed in your mind. He said, only thing that you need to do is seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We're seeking what? We're seeking God's royal rule, his reign, his power, authority, and dominion, and his active reign over our lives. Now, Matthew chapter 7. Let's start at verse 7. He said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find it. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. People that messed that verse up too. For everyone that asks and receives him. See this? But see, this is when we get to the good part. But keep on reading. That's how you confess this, y'all, before the church. For everyone that asks and receives him, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom if he shall ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? For if ye then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask? Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do or do to you, do you even so to them. This is going to be the golden rule, right? There's a lot of prophets. And when he's talking about action, he's talking about the Holy Spirit. Then he began to go further on verse 13. He says, enter ye in at the straight gate. The straight gate is the kingdom. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. That there where that means go another way. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And then he goes to the verse that the next verse tells us, the ones that mess you up, well, you can find it. What did he say? He said, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing. But outwardly, they are raving wolves. Then he said something powerful in the next verse. You know, at this time, you are equipped, you're perfected. That's why you got to be perfected and equipped. And your discernment is sharp. What did he say? He said, ye shall know them by their fruits. We want to be trained, equipped so powerful in the kingdom that you support, you'd be so sharp that you know as a false prophet. You know a false apostle. And you know somebody that's not even, you know somebody that does that. But you'll be able to be so sharp. But see, that takes dying. That you be quick to discern falsehood. That's why a lot of us can't look at church TV, Christian TV anymore. Because you see the falsehood. He said, you shall know them. He said, you shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes or thorns or figs or thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Corrupt trees are the what? Those. See, the only way to stop you from being, see, that's why conversion is the key. Dying to self is the key. Lord, you still hold on to your flesh, you will continue to be corrupted. And you be there, you won't have no back, you'll be no good for you at all. They said, no, you be, but they say raggedy as a boy on the eye. Then he says, even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil, and a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Jesus is teaching. He said that the life, and that's why this first, what the first thing he said when he taught the Beatitudes? He said, blessed are the poor in spirit. For theirs is the kingdom of God. Those who have good fruit are those who are humble, those who are teachable, those who have died to themselves and dealt with the hallowing process of the Father as you go through a process of self-elimination. All that purging, all that purging that you go through, all that cutting of your flesh that you go through, is for you to be developed as a good tree, bearing good fruit, amen, or a good branch, I might add. And then he turned around and said something that messed anybody up. You know, this must have been a Bible for a long time. This must have been a Bible for years. And people use these verses right here regarding people that are talking about sinners. He ain't talking about no sinners. Man, he ain't talking about no sinners at all in the Bible. Everybody, the Bible is not for the Bible. You will never understand the Bible if you understand. All while he's talking to people developing them in their mind. He's not talking to sinners. He's talking to people in the church. Well, Mr. Watkins, what he said. That's what he said. He said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Well, our Father is supposed to be like him. Will of the Father is that you no longer allow your flesh to control you. Will of the Father is that every word that comes out the king's mouth, we must obey. Will of the Father is that we no longer follow the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. That's the will of the Father. Is that we can present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to who? God. That's our reasonable service of worship. Every word that comes out the king's mouth regarding what he's commanding, and he ain't suggesting, but he commands us to do, is his will. His word is his will. Amen. Like I said earlier, he said, many will say to me in that day, and go again, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? That don't matter. That don't matter to God. If you haven't died and become a child and denied yourself, I don't care how good your gift is, you're not going to make it in. Arrogance and pride are an abomination to God. It's an abomination. He's going to say, Lord, Lord, Lord. Have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name have done many wonderful works? But what Jesus said? And this is Jesus doing all the talking, speaking from the mind of God, right? This is Jesus doing all the talking. He's doing the talking now, right? He said, and then will I profess unto them who? The ones who don't do the will of the Father. The ones who haven't died in the process of self-elimination. The ones who still let their flesh control them. The ones who don't believe they're perfect or they can be perfect. And I'll point that out too. The ones who, it's impossible for you to be perfect. Your flesh will never be perfect. Perfection is in the spirit, not in the flesh. He said, therefore, he said, and then I'll profess unto them. I'm going to add to myself. I never knew you. What about? Because you don't speak the language. You don't live in the culture, you don't speak the language. He said, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. And he said some more powerful. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these what? Sayings of mine, the words of Jesus. That's what we're talking about, right? He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, not the pastor. The pastor speaks for the mind of Christ. If he's speaking to King, you got to listen to it. Not the apostle, not the prophet, not the bishop, but the sayings of Jesus. And then not only he just said, just listen to it. He said, not only does the hearing say about, then he said, but do them. And do them. He said, now he said, those who hear the same, wait, let's read it again. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, I would love to hear this in another version. I would love to hear this in another, I know, I think my sister on it. I would love to hear this in another version. Therefore, I would have said to Amplify. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. Now, he's not talking about intelligence or being deep. Wisdom comes forth when you apply the knowledge. The knowledge of God's word. Wisdom is applied now. That's what he said. He said, for those who hear my sayings and do them, for those who hear my wisdom, my knowledge, and do them, I liken to them a wise man, which built his house upon the rock. They built his house upon the king. And get this, and the rain descended, and the floods came. And the winds blew and beat upon that. You still gonna get beat and whipped and persecuted and cussed at. You gonna go through all that. You will always go through it. Persecution. You will always go through that. But when you build your house on the king, on the foundation of our master, of our king, of our Lord, in his kingdom. You won't fall. You know what he said? See, we got to believe. We got to believe the words of Jesus, y'all. He said, and beat upon the house, and it fell not. For it was found upon us. If your lifestyle is built on the foundation of our King, our Lord, our Master, Jesus, if you obey his words and believe his words, and then you go through situations, you won't fall. You won't lose your mind. There's some other situations may cause, may make you fall. You won't lose your mind. But because you have the Spirit of God in you, you have the greater one, and you believe who you are. You believe what Christ said who you are. You believe that you are a son of God with all the full benefits of God. You will not fall. You will not bite the bait. You will not backslide. But you will continue living the lifestyle as one of his citizens. Amen. Then he turned around and said this though. Look what he said. And anyone that heareth these sayings of mine and do them not. And in other words, don't do them. Shall be likened to a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. That sand right there means the flesh. Through your emotions. All your decisions are through your soul and your emotions, and your flesh is controlling you. So you build your house on sand, no foundation. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house. And it fell, and great was the fall. Next verse. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, and saying, getting to know, he's talking about when he was teaching the culture. From Matthew chapter 5 all the way to chapter 7, he was teaching the culture. Those were his sayings. Never obey his sayings. And where it comes out of his mouth. Amen. He said, and it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. They never heard that stuff before. So when you're preaching the kingdom, people never heard it like to preach that way before. They used to be entertained through emotion and cherry-picked scriptures. And for he taught them as one having authority. He taught them as a king. That doesn't mean he was raised, he was hounding, hooping, and screaming. He taught them as a king. And not as the scribes. Go to John 14, and we're going to close out. I can't get the other. I just can't get the other verses. I got so many verses over here, y'all. Starting with Jesus there, man. All the entire half of them. My encouragement, go study the words of Jesus. The words of Jesus will transform you. Before we go there, let's go to John 14. John chapter 3. And verse 30. As he spake these words, many believed on him. This said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. If ye continue in my word, He said, you continue in my word. You remain in my word. You continue to study in my word. Then are ye my disciples indeed. That word for disciples is rulers in training. And ye shall what? Know the truth. Those who continue in his word. His word, his teaching, his saying. He said, you will know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Free from what? Free from religious and worldly bondage. Free from you. Amen. You'll be your flesh. Free from your flesh. Your flesh never control, will no longer control you. And then they answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage. You have to have religious people talk to many, to any man. How sayest thou, you shall be made free? And Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whoever commits sin is the servant of sin. and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but in the son abideth forever. If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be made, you shall be free indeed. He said, I know, he's about to tell who he's speaking to the mind of God now, right? He said, I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I told you before, religious people get angry. When people can read, when people we start speaking the truth and it offends them, instead of them quickly repenting, they get offended. That means his word is not in you. They got offended when Jesus was saying that. He said, I speak that which I have seen with my Father. Oh. And ye do that which you have seen with your Father. If you go on, oh, Jesus called it. Jesus actually was telling their father was the devil. Amen. Now let's go to John 14. Glory to God. Tell the first one. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And in my Father's house are many mansions. People mess this verse all up. And if it were not so, I would have told you I go to prepare a place for you. So you think, well, I go to heaven, man, I have all these mansions. No, you ain't. You coming back here. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. And when I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How can we know the way? And what did Jesus say? Jesus said, I unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now answer the question. There's no other person that can get you to the Father. Only way, no way to the Father. And that's through Jesus. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. And here goes Philip now. First it was Thomas and Philip start. So everybody come up with Thomas said, this is Philip. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father. And it suffices for us. And Jesus answered to him and said, what? Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and in the Father in me? He said, if you don't believe that, the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he doeth the works. Jesus is speaking from the mind of the Father. The same way we're supposed to speak. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or believe, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, may I say to you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do. Talking about us. Because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And the faith preachers messed this verse all up and then go to the next one. He stopped right there and preaching faith with this stuff. But this is real faith. He's going to about to tell you some real faith. He said, this is faith preachers that started here. If ye love me, keep my commandments. That's faith. That was the faith message that started with that. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not. See, you can't receive the Holy Spirit with the worldly. Neither know him, but ye know him. For he that dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Only way you can receive the Holy Spirit is you got to receive the Holy Spirit. Only way to receive the Holy Spirit is to receive Jesus as your Lord, Master, and Savior, and King. The Holy Spirit will give you, the Holy Spirit is the key to your perfection. Perfection only comes through the Spirit, not in the flesh. Nobody walking in the flesh will ever be perfect. Anyone that's led by the flesh will never be perfect. You have to be led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is perfect, and he lives in you. Only way you can become perfected is that you must die. You must be trained and equipped through the Word. You must be trained and equipped. Because the Bible says Christ is the fullness of God. The fullness is the Holy Spirit. The fullness that comes inside every believer is the Holy Spirit that makes you perfect. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come for you. Yet a little while, and the world see me no more, but ye see me, because I live, you shall live also. And at that day you shall know that I am in my Father, ye in me, and I in you. See that? See the connection? They connect them together. Father and he, I'm in the Father, and you in me, I in you. It's the Christ that lives in you that makes you perfect. But see, you can't just receive Christ by confessing that you're born again. That's the beginning stage. You confess you're born again. Now you got to learn how to live born again. You're just going to get saved and that's it. That's religion. See, religion is just going to make you saved and that's it. Kingdom makes you a king. Religion doesn't make you a servant. It makes you just being born again. Living to be just good. Living out of a saved mentality. When you're already saved, you're saved somebody. You have authority now to save yourself. You have authority now to not allow Satan to control you anymore through the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride. He's using your flesh to control you. But when you're a king, you have authority. This is what I said. He that have my commandments, the commandments of your heart now, and keepeth them, he is that loveth me. I love the Lord, and he that loveth me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. But he loves everybody. He loves us with a conditional love, unconditional love, so we get born again. He loves you to get you born again and make you just like him. But his commandments, his rules, his decrees are conditional. Judas said to him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is that thou will manifest thyself in us and not into the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. There you go again. See it again? Those who deny him and his word, he said, anyone that loves him will keep his words. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode, our home, make the mansion with him. You the mansion. And he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. The things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. I said the teacher was, shall teach you all things. And bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. The words of Jesus are very imperative for us to study and learn. Going all day teaching this stuff. It's the words of Jesus that will make you free. It's the words of Jesus where you will find your identity. Jesus, the words of Jesus will show you that your character needs to be changed. So from your character to his character, from your mind to his mind. That's why reading the Constitution is very imperative. Because the more you read it, the more your self-elimination will come to you. That's why the Word of God is quick. It's powerful. is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing you and cutting you. The marrow, telling you to divide the soul and the spirit and his intention and his discerner of the heart. Amen. Jesus knows your heart. He knows that the hearts of man is wicked. So man has to change his heart, to change his mindset. The only way to save you, change your mindset, is you must first deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow him. See, you can't be a teenager in the kingdom. You got to be a child, amen. You got to be childlike, teachable, and humble. See, growing up in God is not based on how long you've been saved. Growing to God does not mean that, it has nothing to do with you being a preacher, a teacher, a pastor, an apostle, evangelist. It has nothing to do with that. Spiritual maturity comes from a death process, a self-elimination, a spirit of humility. That's why Jesus said when he taught in Matthew 48, when he said, be perfect. But listen to the things he said. He said it's something like, love your enemies. You ever love your enemies in the flesh? You got to die. You got to be dying to love your enemies. You got to die to your feelings and what you, your opinions. Love your enemy. Amen. Glory to God. All right, everybody. God bless you all. Amen. I'm going to close. I'm going to stop right here. And we'll continue this tomorrow. The words of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word again. We thank you for your revelation, Lord. We thank you for teaching us your words. Teach us your ways, oh God. Like there's a teach us your ways, Lord. We thank you, Father God, your ways are through your constitution. You have put your commandments not on now, no longer on stone, but in our heart for us to obey and live by them. Amen. We thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth that leads and guides us in all truth, the teacher this evening, the greatest person in this world, amen, that we all must surrender to. That's how we develop that, Father. We pray that as we develop, the only way we can develop that kingdom air and be developing our kingdom lenses. We must first surrender to the Holy Spirit. Surrender to the Holy Spirit is like surrendering to you, Father. Hallelujah. Surrender to the Holy Spirit, you surrender to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. We praise in advance all right for those that receive their healing tonight, those who receive their deliverance, those who receive miracles tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, and glorify you, Lord. For those who were increased in revelation, increased in knowledge, increased in wisdom, increased in the understanding of the perfect will for their lives, and that's to be just like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Once again, we want to thank everyone for tuning in. The Kingdom New Birth Radio Broadcast. Hallelujah. You was blessed by the teaching. You use our prayer. Or counseling, or if he wants to come out for preaching engagements, all you got to do is dial 267-407-3646. That's 267-407-3646. Or you can write us on the email at prophet.bradley@gmail.com. It's prophet.bradley@gmail.com. Amen. Also, you can hit me up on Facebook as well. Bradley Young on Facebook, and we talk about the broadcast as well. Amen. Once again, hallelujah. And don't forget about this evening, 11 o'clock p.m. is our late night preacher, Ambassador Anthony Young. Amen. Broadcast titled Kingdom Transformation. We must be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Amen. That is our reasonable service to God, that we be trained, that we no longer follow the patterns of this world, that we be transformed by renewing our minds. And that broadcast number is 347-857-1520. That's 347-857-1520. Amen. Kingdom transformation. Amen. Does anybody have anything they want to share before I cut off? Amen. Also, I hear someone laughing. I'm just giving you your advertise for your broadcast. Are you still going to be on tonight?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Amen.
We're talking about the kingdom.
Amen. Yes, sir. There you go. That's the only thing we can talk about, y'all. Amen. Glory to God. There's only way you ain't going to get it talking about some other stuff. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay. At all.
Amen. That cherry pick stuff you're not going to grow. That cherry pick stuff make you grown. That religious teacher make you grown because it feeds your flesh. Cana calls you to be cut. Cana is going to cut you. Amen. Glory to God. Right, don't forget about tomorrow morning now. Like I said, don't forget to tune in tonight at 11 o'clock. Don't forget about tomorrow morning's broadcast, 5 a.m. We have two sessions. Amen. Rebirth in the Kingdom Nation, our Kingdom Study and Prayer. Fellow conference line by our beloved leader, Ambassador Robinson. I encourage you to tune in at 5 a.m. to the teaching. I guarantee you'll be blessed by the teaching as well. Amen. The number is 857-232-0155. That's 857-232-0155. And the conference code is 268-272. That's 268-272. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And right after this, our second session, our beloved sister ambassador, Priscilla Price, broadcast is titled, A Time of Fellowship with Sister Priscilla. And remember, it's the Lord's broadcast, but we're the broadcasters. Amen. It's God, He owns it, and the Holy Spirit is the teacher. Amen. Amen. So don't forget to tune in. I'm sure you'll be blessed by it. But she's a powerful teacher as well. I guarantee you'll be blessed if you tune in. That number is 347-884-9953. Amen. Brothers and Champion broadcast. Glory to God. And we'll get to tune in. I guarantee you'll be blessed by our teaching as well. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And don't forget, it's 347-884-9953. 347-884-9953. That was the Breakfast of Champions. Hallelujah. I'm getting to tune in. You'll be blessed. I guarantee you'll be blessed by our teaching. Amen. All right. Once again, we want to thank you all for listening. Amen. I'm going to continue to encourage you to seek first the kingdom and its righteousness as your number one priority. Amen. And continue to stay. When you say the words of Jesus, it's like a bomb go off on you, don't it? That's why you got to study it. It's like something explodes in you. The Holy Spirit saying, no, that's the Holy Spirit saying, okay, you got it. That's why you got to say the words. Now I got the Holy Spirit is still born in most of us. We're not in that. The Holy Spirit is not going to work in us. And we don't give him to work with, nothing to work with. He can't work with cherry pick verses. He can't work with religious teaching. That's why we've been all them years we've been in religion, man. We thought he was doing, he was saying something. Holy Spirit did work through our gifts. But he said, I can't wait till they start reading the truth. Hey, man, glory to God. Once again, I want to thank you all. Amen. Tuning in. And I can continue to be blessed. Continue to be confident in who you are in God. Don't let the enemy of your flesh tell you anything less. Remember who you are in Christ. You are a king. You're a Lord. Amen. You're an ambassador. You're a kingly priest. Amen. You got the power now. You have the rights and privileges of the king, not the world system. That's why I tell people they say prison, no prison. We don't worry about what the world say privilege. You get all the privileges. It's the king, the kingdom where all your privileges come from. Amen. Privileges of the world are only temporary privileges. Amen. Kingdom privileges are eternal. Glory to God. Amen. All right, so once again, I want to thank you all for listening. Amen. I'll see you the same time, same place for Kingdom New Birth Radio Broadcast. I'd like to always close out by saying this defeated. Darkness is dispelled because Jesus is Lord. Amen. Good evening, everyone. God bless. Don't forget to tune in at 11 o'clock p.m. Kingdom Transformation.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue and Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.